Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another Taco Tuesday. I'm Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immune Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. And today we're going to have kind of a fun topic that I think a lot of people can relate to. As we roll into August, which is just around the corner, August is National Sandwich Month. So sandwiches are a common lunch option for a lot of people who pack their own lunch or even for evening meals, whether it's for school, work, or lunch in the field. And while sandwiches themselves are not bad, there are a few ways that we can often make our sandwiches just a little bit better by adding a little bit more nutrition. So as we talk about this, we're going to talk about all those components of the sandwich, the inside and the outside of how we're creating them. So let's start with the outside. We commonly think of using bread, and that's what we'll talk about first, but there are certainly other options for how we hold that whole sandwich together. The bread we choose can absolutely make a difference. Now, some people really only like our store-bought white bread, and that's fine, but then the inside of your sandwich is going to become even more important. So if you do choose to have that, we'll focus on those pieces here in a moment. But we can find some really great nourishing bread options that are rich in nutrients and can be a great way to maximize what you're actually getting out of the meal. So whole grain breads, whether wheat, oat, or any other grain, are a great option. Now, one of the questions I get here is, how about multigrain? Multigrain is fine, but it doesn't necessarily mean whole grain. It simply means multiple different grains were used to make it. So whole grain breads, whole wheat breads, whole is really that key word. Homemade is best in an ideal world because we know exactly what goes into it. Most of us don't take the time to make our bread. So when you go to the store, turn that package around and read the ingredient label. The very first word on there should say whole. Bread gets a little bit tricky because we see things marketed like wheat bread or split top wheat, things like that. And generally, those breads are very comparable to a white bread, often just with some caramel coloring added to make them look a little bit more nutritious. So super important for us to just turn it around, read that ingredient list, very first word should say whole, and then it can be a good idea to just kind of scan through the rest of that ingredient list and see what else is coming into the bread that you're eating. Now, homemade sourdough or sourdough in general is another great option. It's made with fermentation, so it can be a really great option for our gut. It doesn't tend to be rich in fiber, but it comes with a lot of other components that can really help nourish our intestines and that microbiome that I talk about almost every week. Now, if you don't want to do bread, you could always try a wrap instead, and there are several options for that. There are lots of wraps now that are made with veggies into them or other forms of fiber like seeds added into them. You can see the amount of fiber again by flipping that package over and reading the nutrition facts label. The more fiber, the better. Now, always is a little important note to remember here that as we increase our fiber, also important for us to increase our water intake. Now, if you wanted to try something different, you could do a protein-based wrap like egg wraps, egg life wraps, or cheese wraps. Those are certainly an option too. Or you can just do large lettuce leaves as a wrap. Now, if you're doing a lot of manual labor in the field, you sweat a lot, or you're just moving around, getting adequate protein and good sources of carbohydrate is really important. So if you go the route of lettuce, just make sure you're loading up the inside of your wrap or sandwich with lots of good nourishing choices that have protein and probably a little bit of carbohydrate. So let's talk about the inside. Generally, I look for three different components inside a sandwich or a wrap. We want a protein source, a colorful source of fiber, and some kind of a fat. That might sound familiar because it's the three things I look for at any meal. So let's start with the protein because that's what people tend to think of first. I'm having a turkey sandwich or I'm having a ham sandwich. Now, meat is a great way to get that protein in, but it can also be poultry, eggs, beans, nut butters like peanut butter, or cheese. We can also use leftovers for sandwiches. And I know a lot of families put things like leftover meatballs or leftover roast or leftover rotisserie chicken. Those are great things to add into sandwiches or wraps for protein. And they don't need to be heated necessarily that second time. We can take them cold. We can also make chicken salads with leftover baked chicken, make egg salads. Anything like that is a great option as well. So let's talk about that colorful fiber source we're going to add into it. The more veggies, the better. If you have a garden, this is a great way to add in some of your lettuce, your tomatoes, your peppers, all of those types of veggies that you've been working hard on all summer. But you can also chop some veggies really finely and mix them in with some kind of a spread like cream cheese if you don't want to have big chunks of vegetables in your sandwich. So there's lots of different ways to incorporate them. You could also make a spread that includes some color and fiber from herbs and nuts. So you could do something like a pesto to put onto your sandwich made with basil or pine nuts or something like that. Now, you might be saying, well, if I have a peanut butter sandwich, I'm probably not going to put vegetables on it. Fair enough. Although, you could include veggies like carrots and celery that are chopped finely and added onto it. But you could also get that colorful fiber source from things like apples or bananas. So once we have our protein chosen and we have our colorful fiber source, now comes the fat. Now, again, this one is a controversial one because a lot of us have memories of all of the low-fat era, and we're trying to pull away from that a little bit and work on getting those good, healthy fats back into our diet. Now, not only does fat add flavor, but it also adds fullness, and it helps regulate your blood sugars. So it most commonly comes in the form of a spread, like butter, for example. People ask me about butter all the time and if I recommend it or if we should avoid it. And I am pro butter. But it's important for us to be getting all of these other things, like those adequate, colorful fiber sources, in addition to things like butter. So butter or nut butters are a great way to get that fat. We can also get some fat from the meat or the cheese that we have in our sandwich. Those are certainly going to carry some fat with them inherently. If we're putting mayonnaise or something like that on there, that can be another source of fat. But keeping in mind, we want to, if possible, choose a mayonnaise that is made with avocado oil or olive oil to just have a little bit more balanced fat profile. You could also simply add things like olives or avocados, and you can put them on as they are, as the food, or you can turn them into a spread like an olive tapenade or guacamole or just mashed avocado, which can be great on a sandwich, especially with some of our poultries like turkey, or an avocado chicken salad is a great choice too, or avocado egg salad. And then because we can't go a week without talking about chickpeas, hummus is another great way to add in protein, fat, and fiber into a sandwich. So again, hummus comes in a lot of different flavors, but at its core is made mostly of chickpeas, olive oil, and sesame paste, which are all great nourishing options to get in these three components in a really simple way. So it can be fun to kind of play around with combinations and see what you enjoy. Think about the sandwiches you typically make and look for just little small adjustments that you can make to make your sandwiches or your wraps just a little bit more nourishing. Now, if you have questions on this or on anything else nutrition related, you can certainly reach out to me. And you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or you can always reach out to the radio station and they can get you in touch with me too. We'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.